You're listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey, and this is March of the Toys from Babes in Toyland. It's a staple of holiday concerts, which is what we're going to be talking about for the rest of the show today. Listeners, we'd love to hear from you, especially if there are performing arts holiday traditions you and your family have. We'd love to hear about them. 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or you can tweet us at 21st Show. That's at 21ST Show. To talk more about their upcoming holiday concerts, we're joined now by two Illinois maestros, or is it maestri? Stilian Kirov is music director of the Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra, which has its Back Together for the Holidays concert this Saturday afternoon at the Ozinga Chapel in Palos Heights. Stilian, welcome back to the 21st.
Thank you so much, Brian. Great to be back.
Also with us is Ken Lamb, music director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, which has its holiday concerts the following weekend, Friday, December 17th at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts and Saturday, December 18th at the UIS Performing Arts Center in Springfield. Ken, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks, Brian.
So, Stilian, I want to situate this year's holiday concert by remembering where we were 1 year ago. We spoke December 9th last year about the IPO's virtual holiday concert. Can you reflect on what the last year has been like getting back to live performances?
Right. Well, the last 2 years almost have been challenging for everybody. I'm very happy how we managed to come through and how we kept bringing music to our audiences, to our patrons. And last year, as you know, we featured, mainly brass and percussion for our holiday season. And although because of safety concerns, we couldn't have all the musicians on stage, we managed to create programs where you can hear different sections of the orchestra and still, you know, have a rewarding experience. Now we are coming back to life, and hopefully this will continue to happen. We will keep reopening. Our orchestra is back on stage, and it's growing larger. In the spring, we have larger programs, but this holiday concert is also within kind of a chamber scale and yet very diverse and very exciting. So we're very, very happy to be back.
And Ken Lamb, what about you? What's the road back to live performance been like for you and the musicians of the Illinois Symphony?
Yeah, it's sort of similar, Stilian, isn't it? We've all been sort of really getting our heads together with our supporters and management and musicians to find ways to keep the orchestra going and keep giving music live through virtual performances to our audiences. And we've actually come back. We started in-person performance this summer with a very smaller scale. But we have had full symphony concerts now for Illinois Symphony. Of course, the protocol for audiences is different. You know, the venues we go by what the venues require to make sure everyone has a safe experience when they come to see us. And we sort of I'm sure Stilian can talk to this too. But we're very, very encouraged because the communities where we perform, they're very supportive of the symphony. They want the symphony to keep performing. And we've been seeing people coming back to the concert hall. And we have had really amazing supporters who kept us through the pandemic. So, you know, we are extremely grateful.
Absolutely. I agree. And I think, you know, more and more people realize how important music is, and we have some great friends in the audience. They're really part of the family, and there is more excitement about coming back to live concerts, for sure.
All right, let's go now to the phones. Elvira is calling in from DeKalb. Thank you for calling in with your family holiday music or performing arts tradition.
Hi. We always listen to a Rita Ford album of long-playing music boxes with holiday music. That included some tunes I've not heard since listening to that.
Oh, interesting.
And we would throw all our bows and ribbons and other adornments from the gifts onto the Christmas tree. So by the end of the night, it looks really spectacular.
I like that. A long play album of music boxes. Interesting. I'm going to have to look that up after the show. Thank you for calling in, Elvira. I appreciate that. Stillian, let's talk about your specific holiday program this year. It's coming up this weekend. I have a little clip here from a 1982 film version of The Snowman, just to give listeners a flavor.
I remember that winter because it brought the heaviest snow that I had ever seen. Snow had fallen steadily all night long, and in the morning I woke in a room filled with light and silence. The whole world seemed to be held in a dreamlike stillness. It was a magical day, and it was on that day I made the snowman.
Stillian, what drew you to programming the snowman for your holiday concert?
You know, I think it's mainly the magical story behind it. And also, I think it was a discovery for me personally. I have done it maybe about 10 years ago in Seattle, and I've done it with the movie as a projection. And I was mesmerized. You know, it was very touching. And I thought this is a great, great holiday Christmas story. And this was mainly behind the reason. So this is one of the pieces on the program. But we also are going to have some brass music as well with Everytime's favorite Christmas songs. We are actually going back to Baroque as well. So we are going to be performing Corelli's Christmas Concerto. And it's a very diverse program in many different ways. We have some exciting collaboration with Bill McMurray, who will be narrating The Snowman. And he's a brilliant, brilliant singer from the Chicago area. And we have a young singer from the Anima Chorus, Jamie Whittall, and they will be also narrating this. So there are a lot of elements. There is the great story, there is the collaboration behind, and we just feel that it's a wonderful way to start the holiday.
I want to play another clip now, and this is from a suite based on Hanukkah songs. It's called Music for the Festival of Lights by Aharon Harlap, if I think I'm saying that right. Let's take a listen to that. So, Ken, can you talk about programming the Illinois Symphony Orchestra's holiday concert, and specifically, I guess, the idea of programming inclusivity into that?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, you just played a clip from Harlap's music for the Festival of Lights, and we always try to include the Hanukkah celebrations as well. And this piece was actually commissioned by, I think, one of our supporters some years ago, and it's actually premiered by the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. And I found this in our library, and I looked at it, just really fascinated by it. And it's got, I think, five or six movements. We're doing three of those movements, and it includes a little song for a voice and an orchestra at the end. It's just really, really nice. And I think, you know, Stillian talked about, you know, diversity and inclusivity. I think collaboration is a key word. This has become, certainly for Springfield and Bloomington Normal, an annual tradition of people coming together and celebrating the holidays together. And we celebrate it with our youth orchestras. You know, the youth orchestra actually come on stage and actually share the stage with the professionals. We have also the ballet companies, the youth ballet, and also, again, we also have, radio personalities who would come and narrate, and so it's a real collaborative effort, and this is, actually, I think we found a way to have audiences back, And I know the youth orchestras also have not been rehearsing for a while, and they're just really, really excited to come back. So it's just something that this one in particular, for this year's holiday concert, I think will mean a lot to everyone.
Yeah, and these concerts have become just increasingly, big spectaculars, right? Sometimes they're choirs brought in, as you mentioned, ballet troupes. They just get bigger and bigger scale.
Like people always want the favorites, right? They always want the Nutcracker. Sure. So those are always there. And I was just talking to another friend. You know, every year, of course, the favorites are going to be there, but we always try to, you know, include new things and something a little bit different, like the snowman that Stelian's doing. We're doing the Harlap and some other selections just to mix it up a little bit. And of course the dancers, they sometimes, in addition to Nutcracker, they want to another challenge too. So it's always a fun time programming these concerts.
Sure.
I just heard a little few seconds of this piece, but I absolutely love it, Ken. So I might be calling you later on to borrow it for some of the next seasons.
Stelian, I want to ask you, the Holiday Pops concerts, I'm sure, draws a different audience than some of the deep cuts of the symphonic repertoire, maybe an expanded audience. And I know your orchestra is also committed to new music commissions. Do these sorts of events draw new listeners to the orchestra? And then how do you get them to stick around?
Well, we hope so. You know, I think the holiday concert in general is, you know, most of a popular concert as we think about. I think we have our devoted concert goers, but hopefully we make it a little bit more family friendly so that they can come and really enjoy a more relaxed atmosphere than a traditional classical concert. A great way to start the holiday, maybe to share a special musical moment with your family. When it comes to commissions, yes, we actually have a couple coming up. We have a co-commission with the London Philharmonic and a couple of other orchestras that will take place next season. We have another big commission that is happening, that got postponed but will happen, is by Augusta Reed Thomas and the Anima Chorus. We commissioned Gwendolyn Brooks' Settings. So yes, there is, as Ken mentioned, you know, we are always looking for diversity. We're looking for meaningful commissions. And of course, we are also balancing the program with pieces that are more well-known. So I think we have quite diverse audience as well that hopefully will grow. And now as we're hopefully looking to brighter future in terms of the pandemic, more audiences will come back and more will come as well.
Yeah. Ken, I want to end by asking you, you mentioned that the people want to hear the favorites, and I'm sure that if you haven't already, you will eventually end up conducting Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride scores, if not hundreds of times in your career. Just between us, do you get sick of that music again and again year after year?
No holiday program is complete without Sleigh Ride. You know, or Nutcracker, or you know, but we try to put, you know, like even Sleigh Ride, we try to put, make it a little different. So this year, for instance, we actually have the Sleigh Ride, that, you know, the playing the slapsticks in the Sleigh Ride became a sort of symphony auction item. So one of our patrons actually, you know, supported the symphony for a long time, and I think they're coming to play the slapsticks, and they'll come to a rehearsal and they will make it happen. So sometimes, you know, we do that with the youth orchestra, sometimes with a guest conductor. So we always try to do something with it, you know, rather than just play it through. But of course, every time it's a little different, because with the way the musicians play it too. At the end of Sleigh Ride, it's always a little different too.
Well, as the person who played the slapstick in my high school senior holiday concert, I will try not to be offended that you're inviting an amateur up on stage to take on that part. Stelian Kirov is music director of the Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra. Ken Lamb is music director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Thank you both so much for being with us today and sharing your plans for your holiday concerts with us here on the 21st.
Thank you for having us.
Again, the Illinois Philharmonic concert is this weekend, this Saturday, at the Ozinga Chapel in Palos Heights. The Illinois Symphony Orchestra is the following weekend, Friday and Saturday, in Bloomington and Springfield, respectively. And that's all the time we have for today. Just in case they weren't getting enough, we're going to go out on Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson. And the 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.